California surfers want to protect their ability to enjoy the sport they love. So in Santa Cruz, they've banded together to get their part of the coast named a World Surfing Reserve. They're promoting that move as good for the environment and business, as well as surfing. Here's Krista Almanzen from member station KAZU.
Long before surf music topped the charts, long before surfers had nicknames.
There's Frosty, there's Boots, there's Fathead. I'm Wingnut.
Long before there were professionals like Wingnut, whose real name is Robert Weaver, surfers have been riding the waves in Santa Cruz, California.
The first place that the Hawaiians brought surf back in the 1800s.
As the story goes, it was 1885, and three Hawaiian princes were attending a nearby military school. Homesick, they fashioned boards out of redwood and went surfing. That long surfing history, plus the quality of Santa Cruz's 23 surf spots, are the reasons surfers, businesses, and local government teamed up to get this near 7-mile stretch of coast named a World Surfing Reserve. Wingnut is a reserve ambassador.
Since I have been everywhere around the world chasing waves, I still live in Santa Cruz, so that kind of tells you where it stacks up in the grand scheme. It's not the warmest, it's not the biggest, but it's one of the most consistent waves in the world.
One of Santa Cruz's most popular surf spots is Pleasure Point. That's where surfer Dean La Tourette stood up on his first wave as a teen. Decades later, he's with the World Surfing Reserve's executive committee. He says the designation is a proactive way to guard the world's best surf spots from threats like water pollution, coastal development, and beach closures.
A lot of times we'll come across these development projects when they're well underway, already have gone through approval processes. So World Surfing Reserves is a way to get ahead of the curve.
That means in addition to catching waves, surfers may also have to catch a planning and zoning meeting. Since there's no legal protection that comes with being a World Surfing Reserve, the success depends on a local stewardship council. Its job is to identify and address threats to the coast. The council includes public officials, conservationists, and representatives from Santa Cruz's multi-million dollar surf industry.
And if you look up here, this is actually the very first suit that Jack built.
At the O'Neill Surf Shop on Santa Cruz's east side, the first wetsuit created by Jack O'Neill hangs framed on the wall. 60 years ago, he founded this global water sports company based on the simple idea of finding ways to stay in California's cold waters longer. Brian Kilpatrick handles marketing for O'Neill Wetsuits, and he's on the World Surfing Reserve Stewardship Council. He says the company pays close attention to environmental issues like pollution and coastal development.
Anything that's going to affect the ability to get in the water and stay in the water as long as possible is a top priority for us.
He says the company's success is closely tied to the preservation of the coast. Back at Pleasure Point, professional surfer Wingnut hopes other surf towns around the world will also make protecting the coast a top priority.
That's where there is more of a concern, where it's maybe underdeveloped already, and we can use some of the experience we have here to help protect them.
That includes places like Uluwatu, Bali, in Indonesia, where environmental regulations aren't as strict and the pressure to develop is high. It's the next likely surf spot to become a World Surfing Reserve. For NPR News, I'm Krista Almanzon.